really right now we've tested, well, without this morning numbers yet, because it hasn't come through, we had tested approximately 40 cases here in Audrain County, and I'm talking just Audrain County residents. All of those are negative, so we've been very fortunate.
Understand that. You know, there's some speculation that we haven't had a case here because we are kind of spaced out being a rural community. Is that kind of your way of thinking on that?
Well, that's definitely one of the variables. I think population density has a lot to do with it. When you look at more urban areas that where homes are close together and so forth, you're going to obviously see more cases. We're largely agricultural, so it is more spread out. Our population is small, and we do have a large population of older residents as well who aren't as active and mobile as younger communities. Take, for example, you take a younger community that has a high population in their 20s and 30s. They're around a lot more people than older people who tend to spend more time at home. Less risk of acquiring the virus in our case, so that does give us a little bit of an advantage there. So it's population density. It's the demographic profile of our community, and that we do have a significant older population. And because we're agricultural, these are large parcels of land that people live on. So outside of the cities of Mexico, Ladonia, Vandalia, they're just very large pieces of land that make that a definite advantage. I think also there's been a lot of proactivity. I think our nursing homes really did the quarantine weeks before. The minute they heard about the Washington incident, they were very proactive in making a decision and acting on it early. I think that our corporate businesses in town nationally, and it definitely affected us here in Audrain as well, immediately went to drive-through pickup or delivery services. Our small business owners have made the ultimate sacrifice to make sure that our community is safe, and they've closed down businesses that would pose a threat. So you start putting that together, and the healthcare teams and all the first responders and all the training supplying. There were so many different reasons why I think we've had this. Will we ever know what the exact one is? Probably not. We're just fortunate to have what we are right now, but I say that with a lot of trepidation because they have predicted that, you know, that Missouri will peak in its number somewhere toward the end of the month.
Yes, I totally understand that, and the governor went ahead and extended the stay-at-home order yesterday. It was set to expire on the 24th, but it's been extended until May the 3rd. I know that you guys had sent out a press release this week about county residents to not hold those garage sales or rummage sales. People are kind of getting restless, but why is it a good idea to follow the governor's orders and stay at home?
Well, you know, it really makes perfect sense. The order was through the 24th, and then what they did is the models came out for the numbers for the state of Missouri, and, you know, we're adding between 150 and 200 cases a day. And with that, and knowing that the virus isn't going to peak here in central Missouri until about the 25th, there's no way, you know, I think there's probably no way that he could see how you could safely lift that order when we wouldn't even have peaked yet. And, you know, so I think that his extension was well considered by him. And if we are going to continue to remain a healthy community, I really encourage everyone to follow the governor's order and keep the social gatherings to groups less than 10, keep the social distancing to distances of at least 6 feet, making sure we continue to hand sanitize or wash our hands, that we're not touching our face, mouth, nose, that we are not around people who are sick, that if we are sick ourselves, we're staying home, and that business owners are making sure they're temping their employees and they're sent home if they are not well. So there is so much we can do, because this virus, even when the order is lifted, the virus will still be here. The virus will continue to affect everyone that potentially would come across it for the rest of this year. So I think that even though the order will be lifted, and I'm sure we all can't wait till it is, it's going to change a lot of the way we think and we act, because the risk of transmission is still going to be there. It does not go away.
I totally understand that, and I think you kind of touched on that a little bit. Really, we're not probably going to be safer from the virus until that that vaccine comes out, which is still a while away. But testing is the huge thing. The governor said that he wants to expand testing capacity. Of course, there are some antibody tests out there. Are any of those things going to come to Audrain County or come here locally?
I think eventually all those tests will be available to everybody across the country. We just don't have them yet. It's a little premature.
I understand that. You know, the other thing you were talking about was the peak around April the 25th. The hospital here in town, SSM, had recently said that they have expanded capacity there. Are they prepared to handle if we start getting, you know, an uptick and see coronavirus here in the county?
I mean, I can't speak for SSM Audrain other than to say they're heroes to us, because to take that step of putting the drive-through testings throughout the SSM network of hospitals, that was a wonderful corporate decision they made on behalf of over 20 hospitals, with SSM Audrain participating in that. So I think that they have done an amazing job working on surge protection to make sure that they know how to triage patients to the right care centers, that they have the appropriate beds, that they have the number of ventilators they need. And so most of those patients will be triaged to Jefferson City, to SSM there.
Understand that completely. Are there any questions that the health department is getting from the public that you want to share and maybe clear up with some of our listeners today, for just general, just questions in general about COVID-19?
I get the questions till 1, 2, 3 in the morning, and they range, you know, can I get it if I kiss my dog? Can I, if I ate Chinese food, can I get it? And the answer to that, you know, on the food is absolutely not. In terms of zoonotic or animal transition or transmission, those exact either way will come out in the future from the CDC. So it's ranged the gamut. You know, what most of it is people wanting to know and feel reassured that these are the measures they're taking in their home or at work. And they're wanting to know, is there anything else I could be doing? And those are the wonderful calls, because I think that's the one wonderful thing about Audrain, is everybody's really committed to making sure that they keep themselves and their family safe, their coworkers safe, and their community at large. Now, our community is pretty surrounded with counties that have had infections. And so I always tell my staff, make sure everywhere you go and every place you decide to travel to, that you are considering the impact on yourself and your family, your community. And I think everybody is thinking that way and acting responsibly.